Like we record and everything, and then all of a sudden something happens and it just comes out all screwed up, and you just get so mad you just don't want to know about it anymore. There's so many songs I wrote that we haven't even done yet that we'll probably never do. You know, we must be Elvis Presley's and rock and rolls and drugs. We must be that. And there'll be no smoking in the gas chamber.
I'm the one who's got to die when it's time for me to die. So let me live my life.
You remember when you was a little baby? There you go. When you think about it now, it's just blank before that. Then you think of that. Well, I think that's the way you come about on some other scenes too, you know? Because human beings die too easily, you know?
Welcome to radio station EXP. Tonight we are featuring an interview with a very peculiar looking gentleman who goes by the name of Mr. Paul Caruso on the dodgy subject of are there or are there not flying saucers? Could you give us your regarded opinion on this nonsense about spaceships and even space people?
Thank you. As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see and hear, can you?
Manic depression's searching my soul.
Now, if you will excuse me,
excuse me,
must be on my way.
Jimi Hendrix, baby, believe me, set the world on fire. I'll move over, Rover, and let Jimmy take over.
Put my hands on my brain.
Ooh, foxy lady.
And so castles made of sand slips into the sea.
But first, are you experienced?
I'm the one who's got to die when it's time for me to die. So let me live my life the way I want to.
Radio One, you're the only one for me.
Well, you know, I don't consider it actually necessary, you know, because there's a lot of groups around, like, for instance, well, you know, there's a lot of pop stars around, like Engelbert and Humperdinck, you know, and Cat Stevens and all the beautiful people. You know, they don't necessarily have to have long hair. It's just, you know, me, myself, personally, and I believe this, you know, goes for the other cats, too, is, you know, I dig it, you know. I think it's very nice, you know, especially in your own style. And, you know, as far as the clothes goes, well, anything I see that I like, regardless of what it looks like, or regardless, you know, how much it costs, if it costs only 2 shillings, you know, I'll get it if I like it, you know.